There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
I'm Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke. Come on,
I'm stupid.
You're going to produce jobs.
Federal government's that they think that doggone stuff on the other side is why people. I don't know.
Scott Bell. Robert.
For a change. Tell the people the truth.
Lie.
Why don't you?
Just an outright.
That's a lie.
That form of tax.
See, any theater will $1,000, $250. Make it.
We have a potential.
Security, get in.
I'm a health emergency.
Please, as a gentleman, and I need your attention. All of you doing, stop what you're doing.
The Roberts.
And listen.
Scott Bell.
Well, let's go. Billions of dollars. Look at all these jobs and for debt loss.
Corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, get ready. Break out your thinking caps, if that's what you need to do. Why? Well, we got Dr. Nick Gonzalez. He's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show just in the nick of time to ease our way further into the weekend after a wonderful hour with Dr. Frank King there, and enjoyed that immensely, healing allergies before you get them or before allergy season arrives. We talk about healing from a physiological perspective, certainly. Emotional issues, yes. Mental, yes, but even economic, political, and spiritual. And someone who does that with me also well and is willing to flex every direction, his name, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, and he's back. Dr. Nick.
Robert, it's so great to be back. It's nice to be on your show once again.
Oh, well, we look forward to having you on each and every time, and I know the listeners love you. And, of course, we're going to get updates maybe on your progress of your next book too soon. Today we do have a little bit of spiritual discussion. I want to tease this for the bottom of the hour. We're not going to dive right into it. We had a question about, I snicker a little, because I love the fact that they know you know stuff outside of just medicine, right? And it's great when they ask these questions. Question about the mark of the beast in Revelations. And you said, yeah, I'm game for that. So you're going to be up for that later this hour, right?
Absolutely. Happy to talk about it. Always happy to talk about those things.
All right. So grab your Bibles. Those of you who are biblical scholars or wannabe, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But we also want to talk about healing in terms of children and their physiology as well. Also, last hour, you might have missed this, Dr. Nick. I even texted Carol Alt, our friend Carol, at Fox News. I said, Carol, you must be having a big impact at Fox News, because I saw three articles on the Fox News website today. Super Don and I talked about it earlier. One that questioned big food. They called it big food. They said, oh, my gosh, the danger of food additives and food colorings might be carcinogenic. There was no rebuttal. The second one was about low T. Is it possible that it's a pharmaceutical scheme to sell men more drugs? No rebuttal. The third one was a positive scientific finding report on vitamin C intravenously for cancer, along with or even without chemotherapy. I'm thinking, what is going on? Crazy world we're in now.
Yeah, well, Carol's had a great effect over at Fox, and they're really promoting her heavily. Like just this week alone, she was on the with Martha McCallum on one show, and then she was on Shepard Smith's show. So she's getting a lot of publicity. Roger Ailes is putting her out front, and he's really behind her show. And it's the only show in any kind of mainstream media outlet that I know of that handles alternatives from a positive perspective, not the usual negative perspective. And it's really unusual. And Roger Ailes, of course, doesn't care what anyone thinks. He supports Carol, and he supports the show. And it's going ahead. So she's really doing a great job.
Yeah, she's got some great environmental discussion, from what I understand, this weekend coming up Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern time on Fox News. Carol Alt, a healthy you. So that's great news. Like I said, I joke she's humble about it. She says, I hope so, but she's such a sweetheart.
And I saw you on last Saturday. You did a great job. You did a really wonderful job talking about allergies. You did a great job.
Well, thanks. I'm still somewhat shocked that that kind of – I mean, listen, I was so shocked when I saw you on there and you weren't shouted down by another doctor. I said, something's going on in this planet, and I'm thinking this is a consciousness shift. This is a sea change.
Well, Roger Ailes assumes that the people who watch Fox are smart enough to filter through themselves, and you don't need some nitwits shouting and screaming quackery and making fun. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want an opposing point of view. He figures he's going to present information, and the idea that, you know, viewers are so stupid that they need the opposing view or they're not going to be able to figure it out, he doesn't go with that. He thinks that he'll present the information and readers can make their own viewers can make their own decision. And he's given Carol free rein. So it's really a milestone. I don't think people in the alternative world appreciate it as much, what this means. It's just a real breakthrough. And she's, of course, doing a great job because, as you said, she's really humble and very knowledgeable about the alternative approaches. I mean, she's been living the walk for 15 years. So she really believes in it and lives it and knows it. And she's very smart and very good and is handling the guests really well.
Yeah, it's a terrific authenticity that just comes just from every pore of her body. And I think the response has been great as far as I can see. I just, like I said, I we could go on and on about Carol. We'll get her back on again. I love it when she just occasionally she'll just drop by and then we'll preview it. And we'll do that some more. But in addition to, you know, what's happening there, the impact that you've had over the years in helping folks to get well, they're still alive 20, 25 years or so later from pancreatic cancer. Those that don't know Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, we have his links. The links are in the show notes to his book, What Went Wrong? And this is, a stunning expose, if you will, about the trial that you had through the NIH at the time of the enzyme treatment for cancer. And, you know, this is something I encourage everybody to read that may be new to the fact that not everybody in government and big pharma is on the side of really wanting to find out facts or truths about healing. So that's there. You're putting together a lot of case studies, case histories for your next book. And I got to ask you, how close are we? Are we inching closer to the next book?
We're inching closer. Yeah, we are, slowly but surely. I was working on it this week, and I have these other distractions, like a full-time practice, and then
yes.
I'm supposed to be lecturing at a conference in Switzerland in March, so I have to prepare mm-hmm. 3 hours, and that's a lot of talking, so I have to prepare for that. But we're getting through, and I by the end of the year, it'll be done, and mm-hmm. it's 120 cases. The cases are so intricate, because some of these people have been with me 20, 25 years, as you said, and their case histories are so interesting, how these people face death and have to deal with their doctors that attack them. I mean, patients who started with me 20, 25 years ago, I mean, no one was supposed to go to an alternative doctor for cancer. It was considered insanity, and they'd be harassed. I had one patient, when she announced she was going to come to see me, her oncologist actually got up out of his chair and just walked out of the office, literally leaving the patient, her husband, sitting there. And a few minutes later, the nurse came in kind of embarrassed and said, you know, he's not coming back. So I guess the session's over. And she ended up doing really well and had really advanced disease and got well. So these stories are incredible, and I tell the whole story the way it was, the way it happened. So 120 cases, 100 of them will be cancer, 20 of them chronic fatigue, multiple sclerosis. I had a patient with MS who was literally blind. He was an actor in New York. I might have mentioned him on the show before. Mm-hmm. And this is like 15 years ago, and he came in with a cane with the dark glasses on with his guide bringing him in, his aide, and he's well, got his vision back. And it's just the power of what nutrition can do, which tragically and unfortunately, the mainstream people, as you suggest, the NIH, the NCI, all of them who know who I am, mm-hmm. just don't want to hear it. And, you know, I had a friend who said, if you were really a quack as they want you to be, they would just laugh and forget you. But the fact that they think you're doing something valuable, that's what got them so angry and decided you had to be dealt with appropriately.
Right, right.
You know, if we had an alternative medicine concentration camp, I would have been at the front of the line. but we don't yet have that.
Thank God for that. I mean, but the thing is, it is a Holocaust, and people have written books about this, that you know, the pharmaceutical stranglehold on medicine around the globe is tantamount to a Holocaust. I mean, if we just go baseline with the JAMA Journal's publication of Barbara Starfield's report, we go to 106,000, 107,000 Americans every year dying of properly prescribed, administered, and ingested pharmaceutical FDA-approved drugs. And that's baseline.
That's what we know of. Yeah. There are probably hundreds of thousands of people that die and just get buried. I mean, for example, in oncology, and I know, because, look, I was trained to do bone marrow transplants. When a patient dies from a bone marrow transplant, they don't list it as dying from the treatment. They say died of pneumonia. Mm-hmm. You know, that there's one very famous medical center. They're notorious for doing this. They claim they have the best results for bone marrow transplant in history, but I know people who work there. And as the patient is dying, they get them off the bone marrow transplant floor as quickly as possible and try and get them out of the hospital or into some other unit where they die. And then they say, well, they died of a heart attack. They don't even the cancer statistics are grossly understated, because a lot of people who die of cancer, they're listed as dying of heart disease or pneumonia. They're not listed as dying of cancer. So we don't really know what the actual deaths are. I think the range is up to 600,000 to 700,000 a year, but it's probably much more than that based on the reading of death certificates that are often misleading. But there are medical institutions very well known. I won't name which one this is, but it's a very famous medical center where they just push people out, and then they claim they didn't die of bone marrow transplant, so they claim they have like a 5% mortality. Well, that's what they admit to, but it's probably much higher. And, you know, the recent reports, which I know you keep up with, saying cancer is going to explode and it's going to be a worldwide problem that's going to bankrupt countries, because the cost of cancer treatment is so great. You know, Provenge is a new drug for prostate cancer. It extends life maybe 3 months. Hallelujah. For three treatments, it costs $100,000. And people criticize alternative practitioners. They must be in it for the money.
Right,
the cancer,
yes.
Here's a drug that increases average survival a few months, and it costs, I've been told, $100,000 for three treatments. Lupron, which doesn't cure anybody with prostate cancer. You know, it's a hormone blocker. You get an injection once a month and once every 3 months. It can cost $4,000 to $5,000 an injection, and the oncologists give it. And also, that's profit into the oncologist's pocket.
Yeah, well, Dr. Nick, how much would it cost them to supplement with adequate quantities of selenium every month, just for one, for starters? We're talking $25 maybe, you know.
Oh, what do you mean that? Selenium, maybe $6 a month. So it's, you know, our program costs with all the supplements and my fees maybe $10,000 to $12,000 the first year, which is the most expensive, and then it's much less. You know, a dose of Provenge costs $33,000, and that's one dose, and it doesn't work. A year on our program with all the supplements, which, you know, a lot of patients are taking a lot of supplements, maybe $10,000 to $12,000. Then it gets less as patients are on the program. So in terms of cost, my kind of therapy, oddly enough, despite the criticism from the alternative medicine haters, you can't make the kind of money you can make from conventional oncology. Look, I was trained to do bone marrow transplants. A bone marrow transplant can cost up to $1 million. It's a big money maker. It brings in a lot of money. So it's all covered by insurance, so therefore it's free, although we're all paying for it. And it doesn't really, for most cancers, it didn't do anything.
Well, just the other day, I was on Jerry Doyle's program. Again, he's a, you know, mainstream talk host, although a very independent guy, respect him immensely. He's been having me on for years and appreciates the information I give on health. And we talked about the diabetes issue.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Real. resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you'd like to call in today, I got a different phone number today because Super Don is off with the Health Freedom Express heading to Ashland, Oregon. So it's you and me, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, and Tom's on the board. The number 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. Now, Dr. Gonzalez, of course, we want to get some questions answered from the listeners, and this one's coming in from Christina. She says she has a concern with her 4-year-old son, claims that he had croup 19 times since being born. First happened when he was 10 months old. It was so bad they went to the ER and had an epinephrine shot and breathing treatments and continued to struggle with what they called croup. And she's just asking the doctor, really, come on, is this croup? Is that what it is? And checked him for allergies, no allergies, but continually getting worse with this. And she's just now, you know, full blown going, I don't believe what the docs are telling me. I'm not getting this kid any better. He's on a steroid. He's been on a steroid called Decatron and some nebulizing treatments, probably with drugs. She's looking for some other options here. So I don't know. I mean, we can give him a general sense what's going on.
Yeah, it's a complicated situation, but the first thing, Decatron is a very powerful steroid, and it causes osteoporosis. I had an 11-year-old patient, parents brought him in, who had terrible osteoporosis because it was a similar situation where his doctors had put him on steroids, particularly prednisone and Decatron, and it causes bone loss. And the last thing you want in a 4-year-old or any kid or any adult is to be on Decatron long-term. So that's the first point. There are all kinds of side effects, and with Decatron, you know, you tend to get striations in your skin that are permanent, like scarring. You get abdominal fat, you get the pump in the back, the typical typical steroid hump, but it causes osteoporosis. And this kid, and the kid I took care of, had multiple fractures. He couldn't play sports. Now he's fine, and we completely reversed him. He had asthma and recurrent infection just like this kid. Very often with a patient like this, you want to rule out conventional issues like an immunodeficiency that can be genetic. And even if it is, it doesn't mean it's a terrible thing. There are ways to treat it. Then, of course, with a recurrent infection, you always are concerned about vitamin D deficiency, which is, 80% of adult Americans are deficient in D. It's made by the action of sunlight on the skin, but, above age 40, that's not a particularly useful way to make it. Well, this is a four-year-old, but you wonder how much he goes out, and then if he lives in a wintry area, the days are short, and he wears clothes, and the parents are going to take him out. Not a whole lot of foods have vitamin D. In the old days, our parents would give us cod liver oil, but that's a lost art, although it's starting to come back again among nutritionally conscious people and parents. So vitamin D would be one thing. We know vitamin D builds bones, but 23 different cancers have been associated with vitamin D deficiency, and chronic infections and recurrent infections have been associated with vitamin D. And the key with this child is apparently it's worse in the winter. Of course, in the winter, the days are shorter, and we don't go out. The parents don't take the kid out. He doesn't have sun exposure. He's not making any vitamin D at all. So that's one reason we tend to get flus and colds in the winter, as Robert knows, of course, isn't because, bacteria and viruses like a cold environment. That's nonsensical. The reason is because in the winter, our vitamin D levels go down. This has been documented
in conventional literature. Also, she said that she can sort of tell when this is coming on because his voice changes and his glands are swollen. I'm particularly thinking of his neck. I'm thinking lymphatic drainage, stasis, infection. Something is going on that the detox pathways are congested.
Yeah, very often children like this or adults who have recurrent viral infections particularly tend to run to alkaline. Now, in the alternative world, the misconception is that everyone's too acid and needs to get alkaline. Well, my mentor, Kelly, and we believe that there are people that are too alkaline, and they're prone to things like asthma. In an alkaline environment, the parasympathetic nervous system turns on. And when the parasympathetic nervous system turns on, it causes bronchoconstriction, and it causes increased production of mucus. So you get this difficult constellation of effects where you're getting bronchoconstriction, where you can't breathe efficiently and get rid of junk, and you get increased production of mucus, which serves as a culture medium, particularly for viruses, but also for bacteria. So very often these patients are too alkaline and too parasympathetic dominant and need to get a little bit more acid. One way to do that is to eat more red meat. I have no idea what diet this kid follows. But just based on the scenario that she described, I suspect right away he needs to be on some red meat. Red meat is acid-forming, horror of horrors. For a patient that's too alkaline, that's exactly what they need. They don't need a green-based vegetarian diet. They need red meat to get the more acid, and that relaxes the parasympathetic system, eases bronchoconstriction, reduces mucus production, takes away the culture medium for bacteria and viruses, reduces infection, and also calms down the immune system. One thing, we always think we have to stimulate the immune system. Right away from this description, this kid's immune system is too active.
It's hyper-responding. Yeah, and that's
true. Hyper-responsive.
In a lot of allergies as well, we want to cool that response.
Right, exactly.
And not hyper-stimulate it more. I always look at the homeopathics. Bryonia alba is one of my favorites. It's a liver polycrest that's also indicated for croup and cough because they work liver, lungs together. Look at kidney health. We don't know if this child was vaccinated, but she said it got worse at 10 months, which is part of those well baby visits to vaccinate the children. Another issue. So there may be other things at play here. We've got to take a break. We may talk more about this. There is a big question coming from one of our listeners talking about spiritual healing. It gets into some biblical perspectives from the book of Revelations. And this is probably the only health show that will go there. And Dr. Nick is game too. So we're going to have fun with that and a whole lot more. You can call us 877-317-6432. The links are up at robertscottbell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I know noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion.
Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I remember if you're in Central Florida, later this evening, I'll be heading over to Eustis, and we'll be at the Windhorse Theater, bringing the Robert Scott Bell Show on stage and doing some great healing there. Look forward to that. Also, February 28th and March 1st in Atlanta, Ty Bollinger, my good friend, author of Cancer Step Outside the Box and co-author of my new book, We've Got It's called Unlock the Power to Heal. We'll be together in Atlanta the 28th of February, 1st of March for Answers to Cancer. All of those links are in the show notes and at the website, robertscottbell.com. My guest and good friend, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, taking us into the weekend, having a great time doing it, dr-gonzalez.com. We have it linked up as well. You'll see there the book image. Go ahead and pick that up if you get a chance. We'd love you to do so. Now, Dr. Nick, we were talking about a question that came in about a child with croup, and you said something that I think it requires a little bit more explanation, because people always think, oh, my gosh, your immune system's awry. We need to boost it, get it going, fire it up some more. And there are some cases where the immune system is too fired up. We need to cool it down.
Yeah, one of the things that drive me nuts, my alternative colleagues, God bless them, I respect them, but they always tend to think in one dimension. You've got to stimulate the immune system. It doesn't matter if it's cancer, stimulate the immune system. If it's allergies, stimulate the immune system. Wrong. A lot of these problems are because the immune system's overstimulated, hyperreactive, hyperresponsive. For example, leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma are diseases where the immune system is too active and you have to turn it off. Very often with allergies, as you said earlier, the immune system is hyperreactive, hyperresponsive, and you have to calm it down. This kid with 16 infections over a four-year period, some of them sound pretty serious, in addition to vitamin D and the other things we talked about, to me, clearly as a clinician, and I'm guessing, I don't know the history, I don't have his records in front of me, I've never met him or examined him or talked to his mom, his immune system is overreactive. So if he passes two blocks away from a virus, he ends up with swollen lymph nodes. You have to tone down the immune system, cut its activity down. And the way we do that is the same way we turn down the parasympathetic system. We turn people more acid. Now, the parasympathetic system stimulates immune activity. So the asthma and the bronchoconstriction and the increased mucus production go along with a hyperreactive immune system. It's kind of a constellation of events that always lead to difficult problems, particularly with infection and asthma. And as you turn a person acid using things like red meat and acidic forms of calcium, the immune system calms down, the parasympathetic system calms down, in turn the immune system calms down, the bronchoconstriction lessens, mucus production lessens, the mucus is less, so there's less of a culture medium, and in addition the immune system turns down, so you're less reactive to viruses, bacteria, fungi, and allergens. So he tested for allergens, and they were negative. Well, that's a sign to me, not that he's not having allergic reactions, but it's not because he has a particular problem with a particular antigen in the food, but that his immune system is reacting to anything at any time because it's overreactive. Mm-hmm. It's just out of control, and you need to calm it down, shut it down, get it to work more normally. You don't want to shut it down completely, but really in this kid, you want to tone down the immune system. And we do that by getting people acid. You do it homeopathically. But you and I agree on that. His immune system, clearly from this history, is overreactive, not underactive.
Sure, yes.
Overreactive.
Yeah. So the healing goes to deeper levels. If we talk about lung remedies, we understand the reason why they put kids on inhalers as a life-saving measure. You know, I would look to do even the nebulization of the silver hydrosol that I've used clinically with great success. But, you know, none of these are necessarily mutually exclusive. You could start tapering these things down as you transition to more holistic. But in a case like this, you know, she's desperate. She's saying the doctors are just not getting it. And I, you know, it's not like we want to have her abandon getting help. It's just, how do you get appropriate help when the doctors don't get it?
Yeah, it's absolutely critical. The other thing with asthma, you always want to make sure they're drinking enough water.
Yes.
One of the responses to dehydration or even borderline dehydration is to shut the bronchi down. You know, every time you breathe, you're losing water. That's why in winter you go outside, you see the water vapor when you breathe, the white smoke. That's water vapor. So the body in its wisdom has to make choices. You get too dehydrated, you know, you don't get enough blood to the brain, you can faint. Mm-hmm. So the body makes choices, and one way it does that is it kind of shuts down the bronchi. It causes asthma to retain fluid, so you're not losing fluid so much. It's a decision the brain makes, weighing all the risks and benefits. That, you know, I don't want this body to have asthma, but on the other hand, I don't want the brain to starve. So we're going to shut down the bronchi, and you get asthma. So you absolutely must make sure that the kid is getting enough fluid. So all these things play into account. And I've never had a patient like this, and I do treat younger people with these kind of problems who didn't get well. So there are a number of things that can be done. I know you approach it homeopathically. I tend to approach it nutritionally with the diet and the supplements we use. But there are a number of ways of approaching the same problem. And what you've got to do is tone down this kid's immune system, make sure he has enough vitamin D,
yep.
which helps normalize immune function, make sure he's not too alkaline, give him some red meat. And those things usually will help in a situation like this.
Well, and I love the hydration aspect. That is so often overlooked, and you're right, the compensation when you're subtly dehydrated. I interviewed Dr. Batman Gelage, the author of Your Body's Many Cries for Water.
Oh, you did? Yeah, he talked about that.
In 2002. Yeah, I think he died the next year. I was so grateful I got to connect with him. But that we found it in the archives and republished it over at robertswater.com. You can see the YouTube of it as well on my YouTube channel. And what a great man. And, yes, he was healing things just via hydrating people in prison in Iran where he was a political prisoner. So what a story that was.
Now, oh, yeah, it's a great story.
Now, what we want to do is just switch gears a little bit here because we want to. I love being able to answer questions of the listeners. And this was actually a very sincere question. I detect the sincerity, and so did you. I sent this to you via email, and you said, sure, no problem. Sometimes when they want us to talk about certain issues in the spiritual realm or even biblical realm, you're not sure if they're, you know, on the level. They're trying to bait us into something. But I really feel like this was a sincere question. So this comes from Richard. He says, hello, Robert. I've heard you and Dr. Gonzalez do some spiritual healing every now and then in the past. He says, as a Christian, I know that Dr. Gonzalez is as well. I am extremely curious on his opinion on what the mark of the beast might be. Okay, so let's start with that. Then there's other aspects of this in a contemporary setting. But how would you interpret things from Revelations in this way?
Well, it's interesting. That's a simple question in some respects, but a very, very big question because it involves the coming future and what's going to happen. Now, even among theologians, there's nothing more confusing to them than the book of Revelations. And oddly enough, the book of Revelations is called the book of Revelations because it reveals things. It's not a book of mystery or secrets. It's really quite straightforward. Now, for those who are interested, those Bible scholars out there, the greatest commentary on Revelations was written by Bullinger, the great English Bible scholar, the greatest Bible scholar of modern times. He died in 1913, but boy, is his book relevant today. And he wrote a book, Commentary on Revelations. You read that, you don't have to read any other book on Revelations. It's about 800 pages long, but it is really, really sensational. And the book of Revelations is very simple, but one reason theologians and Christian thinkers don't like to talk about it, because in some respects it's kind of a gloomy book, because it really shows that all human activity is going to lead to nothing but disaster. And yes, it ultimately leads to one world government. It's right in the book of Revelations. It's not made up. It's right there. One world government under the direction of a dictator who's chosen by Satan, who will be the first worldwide dictator. You know, historically, there have been a lot of dictators that tried to take over the world, going back to the Romans, Alexander the Great, Napoleon, certainly his goal was to take over the world. You know, the Russians wanted to do it. Hitler certainly wanted to do it, but they all failed. But eventually, there will be a dictatorial tyrant who will take over the world. And interestingly enough, the people of the world will willingly submit to him, as they did in Nazi Germany. And he will rule the world. And one of the things he's going to require is that all citizens have a mark on their either their right hand or their forehead, which will identify them as believers in him. And there will be a religion, kind of a satanic religion. There'll be the beast who will be the dictator, and his prophet, called the false prophet in Revelation, who will be the religious leader. So there will be a religious leader, and there'll be like a political religious continuum.
Dr. Nick, hold on. This goes like to the second part of Richard's question here, because he says he's asking you if you think that emerging mandatory use of facial recognition and fingerprinting in the U.S., particularly like ID cards, driver's license, could be evidence of the mark of the beast or part of it.
Well, it will lead to that, but it does not yet happen yet. When the beast exists, there's going to be one world dictatorship, which doesn't exist yet. And there'll be a key that will know that this is about to happen. First, as the book of Revelations states, well, the Apostle Paul's letters that lead up to Revelation state, before the end time, before the time of the book of Revelations, all believers that are left, and I guess there won't be that many, will be taken out of the earth and taken up to heaven. And that's the sign that the beast will take over. So that hasn't happened yet because there's still believers on earth. But when the believers on earth are taken away and people don't believe the Bible, say that's impossible, ha, and they'll laugh at it. But that's what the book of Revelations, that's how the book of Revelations begins, when the believers are gone and then this hellsome time, this the worst time in the history of the world, begins. And the beast will require everybody have a mark so they can be identified. No one can buy or sell or conduct any kind of business unless they have this mark. And it probably will be some kind of technological mark, as the writer says in the letter to you, in the email to you.
Well,
but it hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet.
in many ways, though, we could say that there's maybe practice runs in this case. Like,
oh, absolutely. Hitler was a, you know, when you actually read, people will say this is crazy. You know, Hitler, people think Hitler was a, you know, a Christian. He wasn't a Christian. He was a Satanist. He actually was very much a Satanist. And his goal was, by worshiping Satan, to take over the world. That was a practice run. And the interesting thing about the Book of Revelations, it has to do with the nation of Israel and a lot of misconceptions, particularly among Christian believers about what the Book of Revelation is about. It's not about the Christian church. It's actually about the nation of Israel and how God is going to reestablish it as a perfect nation, and it's going to go through hell first, and this dictator, this beast who runs the world, will try and destroy Israel, and God will save it. That's what the Book of Revelation is about. It's actually about the nation of Israel. It's about the Jewish nation. It's about you, not me. I mean, I'm a Christian. It's about the glory of Israel that's going to be finally permanently reestablished. Now, one of the first signs that we were heading toward the end time, not necessarily in them, was that the nation of Israel would be reestablished. And this is in the Book of Revelations written by John 2,000 years ago. And the nation of Israel began to be reestablished in 1947 by UN mandate. And the nation of Israel exists partially. You know, it's still not the complete nation as it was, you know, 3,000 years ago. So the nation of Israel will eventually be completely reestablished as the perfect nation on earth to which all the other nations will turn to. The nation of Israel will be the supreme nation. But before that happens, all the nations of the world will turn against Israel, which is starting to happen now. You know, just this week I've been reading about how at the UN there are people who want to have boycotts of Israel. So what's going to happen is the antagonism toward Israel will increase and increase. These are all practice runs now. When the believers are finally taken away, then the oppression of Israel will become really terrible, make Nazi Germany look like nothing. And that's when the beast will require this mark. So it hasn't happened yet, but certainly
right.
Be on the lookout,
of course. And Dr. Nick is so flexible that he's willing to talk biblical scholarship with us and answering your questions to the Robert Scott Hell Show. I appreciate it so much. By the way, my mom and her sister visiting with me, and they were there at the birth of Israel. Fascinating stories. In fact,
wow.
It's in my mom's book, A Life of Many Colors, From Israel to America, an autobiography of Mickey Z. Bell. I've got that linked up in the show notes, too. Check it out. We got Dr. Nick Gonzalez for one more segment. Then it's the weekend. We're having a good time together along the way.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You know, it's funny they say don't talk politics or religion, you know, if you want to have a friendly conversation. We do it all here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And it's great. I love it. You know, the thing is, we recognize, Dr. Nick, you know, you put 50 biblical scholars in the room talking to Revelation, you're probably going to have 50 different opinions on it. So I love being able to talk about this stuff, and I so much appreciate your willingness to come out in the open and share your perspectives on it, because people respect you immensely. And I think talking about these things is the best way to kind of digest and assess and, you know, we'll live our lives differently based on what we learn.
Yeah, well, the book of Revelation predicts everything that's starting to happen. So your reader, your listener was really on target with that. And everybody should read it, whether they believe or not. It's an interesting book. It predicted the reestablishment of Israel 2,000 years ago after Israel fell to the Romans in 70 A.D. Then it took 2,000 years, but 1947, there's Israel again, just as the book said. So mm-hmm. Want to know what's going to happen to the world, read the book of Revelations. It ultimately turns out to be a positive book with the reestablishment of Israel in all its glory as God predicted.
So, yeah, and of course, you know, these are big concepts or big, let's say, realities that are often too big for someone like our listener who wrote in about the child. You know, it's like hard to think and not scale when you're trying to help your child.
Oh, so, yeah, of course, yeah.
And that's why we don't, you know, ignore all of those things. In fact, they're part and parcel of everything, because with the theme of the show, bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs, it's like all of these principles that I learned about, you know, later in my young life, to be able to be well enough to do this and communicate and the things that you do to help others. These are very practicable and they apply everywhere. That's what I found. It's like we have been compartmentalized to the point where we remove spirituality from everything because, oh my gosh, it's rude if you believe something different than me. I'm like, no, live your spirituality.
Exactly.
And if you're rising to that highest level, you're not abusing that power. You're not abusing others. You're respecting. You're helpful. That kind of thing. And of course, in healing, the where modern medicine, in my mind, screwed up big time is that they abandoned spirituality.
Oh yeah. In my medical training, it was like humans were rats, white rats. Well, we're not white rats, not at all white rats. The mind affects the brain affects controls everything else. So unquestionably, as Simonton and others have said very eloquently, the mind affects everything, and your thoughts affect everything. We now, even conventional doctors are now realizing that negative thoughts have a particular neurochemical effect on the body that's mm-hmm. destructive, and positive thoughts really do have a positive neurochemical effect. What a surprise. Of course they do. Hans Selye was the great expert on stress, wrote over 2,000 papers, 50 books, and he was at the University of Montreal, and he was the world's great stress researcher. Mm-hmm. And he said, 30 years ago that stress can cause and make cancer worse. If you have cancer, it makes it worse, and it can cause cancer. And he had laboratory experiments to prove that. He could bring a laboratory animal to the edge of death with psychological, the equivalent of animal psychological stress. And he said this really affects profoundly physiology, and it's not mystical or hairy-fairy. It's real neurophysiology. So here's an Orthodox conventional researcher, world famous, who said absolutely you have to think about the mind, the body, and that's how the mind-body thing started. So, yeah, it's great to be able to talk about it. And it's for your listeners, they can believe it or not believe it. One of the great things about America still, to some mm-hmm. extent, is we can believe what we want to believe. And that's wonderful. No one has to believe this. No one has to read the book of Revelation. I happen to read it. I study it. I've been studying it for 20 years. It's a wonderful book to read. It tells you all about what's going to happen, what's happening now. So it's a great book to read. But, your listeners don't have to do that. That's the essence of freedom. They can believe whatever they choose to believe. And, I respect the right. I believe what I believe, and they can believe what mm-hmm. they believe.
And that's what's interesting about, I think, where we've come to, if we call it holistic medicine, natural medicine, the kind of concept of wanting, full-on awareness, full-on communication and informed consent. We're not trying to stop people outright by banning, for instance, chemotherapy, but those folks on that side of the equation often try to ban the ability of people to know, much less act on information that would go counter to this idea that cancer is a chemotherapy deficiency.
Yeah, I always tell patients or when I'm interviewed that I'm not at war with conventional medicine. Often people try to goad me into attacking conventional medicine. Well, I'm happy to do that, but I'm not at war with conventional medicine. I'm at war with cancer. And the conventional doctors should not be at war with alternative people like me. They should also be at war with cancer, and that's where the war should begin and end. Not against another group of practitioners that have a different belief system, but it should be against the disease. And hopefully, everybody will have some success. We know perfectly well our therapy is not for everybody. We turn people down because, they don't want to stop smoking or drinking or whatever, or they don't really believe in it and their doctor thinks it's quackery. They shouldn't be with us. They should be at Sloan Kettering. I've had patients get in my office, and I can tell they don't want to be here. They would rather be at Sloan Kettering. I tell them,
That sense, that energetic sense, and that's for the sensitivity of the healer, and I believe everybody could develop it, just first being aware of it, then working on it, opening it up. Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, what a great hour with you heading into the weekend. Thank you so much, my friend.
Had a lot of fun. Thanks, Robert. Nice way to start the weekend.
Yeah, well, we got lots more healing to go, but we're out of time for this week. Till Sunday, or see me tonight. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.